Informally, here's the message. Courage to encourage. Courage to encourage. It takes courage to encourage. God set up his church in a way that not only are you being encouraged, but you are also being an encourager. Because it's vitally important in the church today that we are raising up a ministry, a heart, a gift of encouragement. Here's what encouragement does. It shows the strength and the security of God's kids. The strength and security of God's kids. When you and I become encouragers, we are confident in who we are, who God is in our lives, and what he is doing in our lives. Because he knows it's not going to be easy. There's going to be struggles. There's going to be difficulties. Jesus made it very clear that this Christian life will come with struggles and problems. To know him and be a follower of him will come with problems. And this is why he said multiple times, in this world, you may have many troubles. You don't have to worry. This is what Jesus is really good at. He doesn't just leave you with a problem. He gives you a solution. So he has his disciples. These guys have been following him for some 3 years now in ministry and following him around. And they're particularly broken and stressed and hurting and confused and fearful and panicking. And they don't know what to do. And so Jesus, being who he is, gathers them together. And he begins to speak into their lives. And he tells them something very important. And he starts out this conversation with, let not your hearts be troubled. Let not your heart be troubled. Because see, these guys are about to begin to take his work and carry it on and spread the gospel throughout all the area. You today have been called to gather together and carry the gospel message to the world around you. And so if Jesus was here speaking to you directly, he would start out by saying, don't let your hearts be troubled. And then he tells them something that is very powerful in John chapter 14, verse 26, and that's what we're going to talk about today. He makes a promise that would bring comfort, that would bring encouragement, that would be a part of what propels his message forward. And for you and I, we need that message, a reminder. We should preach this message once every 2 months, just as a reminder. Father, this morning I pray for an incredible time of encouragement in your word. Show us what we need to see, but most of all, let us live by what you've guided us to live by. Direct our lives into this in your name. Amen. In John chapter 14, verse 26, he says, but the Helper, the Holy Spirit, whom the Father will send in my name, he will teach you all things and will bring to your remembrance all the things that I said to you. And he uses this word and calls him a helper. He's using this word parakletos, which means helper, comforter. It is the root word for what would become encourager. So here's the heart of God, that as Jesus is leaving these poor, pathetic, fearful, scared, panicky disciples, that he's saying, don't worry, because I'm about to send a presence of myself that you will not believe. And we call it the encourager, the comforter, the helper. He will walk with you, and he will not leave you. God's very purpose is for us to walk in encouragement. Second Corinthians chapter 1, verse 3 through 5 is the crux of my message this morning. After our son died of cancer, this became the most powerful message to me of all messages. It's so important that you and I not only know how to let God comfort us, but to how to be a comfort to others. it's not enough for what you receive. It's also what you need to give out. I had the privilege of growing up in this church for, I call growing up, but not physically, but I spiritually grew up in this church. And I sat under a pastor that fed spirit into me all the time. And God used him to bring encouragement to me when I was walking through a very difficult time. And he pastored here for 20 years. And here's the thing, you guys are going to be so blessed by this. The next two Sundays, my pastor is going to be speaking to you, the body. Pastor Johnson's over here. Next Sunday, I will be here and get fed. The next thing after that, I'm taking a break with my wife. She's finishing her 6 months of probation at her job, and we don't know what we're going to do. We're going to do something. And he's going to minister to you, and you'll be blessed. But see, he demonstrated to me not only comfort, but how to give comfort out. And I began to grow and mature, and I want you to hear this scripture. This is one of my most favorite scriptures. All praise to God, the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ. God is our merciful Father and the source of all comfort. He comforts us in all of our troubles so that we can comfort others when they are troubled. We will be able to give them the same comfort God has given us. God is speaking, this scripture is speaking to a very tight unity, a very tight group that only needs comfort but are going to be giving comfort out. But here's what I want you to see. This is so cool. That word, comfort, is the word paraklesis, which comes from the root word encourager. That word means encouragement. Now listen to it. Listen, we're going to read it again. And when we come to that word encouragement or encourager, I want you to say it out, okay? Here we go. We're going to do this together. Next slide. All praise to God, the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ. God is our merciful Father and the source of all
encouragement.
Next slide. He in all of our troubles so that we can
encourage
others. When they are troubled, we will be able to give them the same God has given us. Next slide. For the more we suffer for Christ, the more God will shower us with his encouragement through Christ. How many of you need a shower of encouragement? Just turn on that shower and, where are you at, honey? I'm in the shower. I'm not coming out. I'm getting encouraged. That's not in my notes. I don't know where that came from. Listen, this is a game breaker, a game changer. This is powerful. You don't have to go through this alone. God will come to you and he'll be an encourager. He sent you the encourager in the form of the Holy Spirit. And here's the good news. Not only will you be encouraged, but you will be empowered to encourage others. When I get a phone call or something from somebody whose child is going through, by the way, this month is Child Cancer Awareness Month. There was a walk yesterday. First time I missed this walk, but we had an event here. But this beautiful young couple over here, their child went through cancer, and we've become good friends through it. Because listen, when I hear these things, I'm going to go if I can make a connection because I know I can be an encourager. I've been through it. I've experienced nothing like it. It's powerful. It's a fortress. It's healing. When I see God connecting with people through encouragement, it encourages me. I was texting with somebody yesterday. This person is just in such a broken place. And this person texts me and says, I'm so discouraged. I said, well, go to the encourager. So I'm too discouraged to go to the encourager. Well, that makes no sense. It's there. It's available. Because I know he is the Father of all encouragement. He has the power to change you. He has the power to change your situation. He has the power to change your outlook. He has the power to change your mind. He has the power to change everything that the enemy is lying to you about and bring you around to victory. See, people, Christians are nothing more than people who God is changing. He's changing me. I'm so glad he changed me. And he's still changing me. How do I ever want to get to the place where I don't need his life-changing presence in my life? He gave you this word as an encouragement to change you. If you're using this word for anything other than encouragement, you're not using this word correctly. Look at this scripture in Romans chapter 15, verse 4. For everything that was written in the past was written to teach us, so that through the endurance taught in the scriptures and the encouragement they provide, we might have hope. Your Bible carries encouragement and hope. And you know what? As you get into this word and you open it up, you begin to find out you too carry encouragement and hope. That's God's plan for your life. I walked into, this is no surprise, I walked into the hearth this week. Avery, my granddaughter was here yesterday, and I wonder what she did with her little lizard. I now know where her little lizard is. It's right there. Somebody go get Avery. Her lizard's right here. Be blessed in the name of Jesus. I went into the hearth this week, and I was talking to somebody as I was coming to the door, and I heard the girls behind the counter says, I know that voice, in a positive way, not a bad way, because I value them. I speak encouragement to them, and they speak encouragement to me. We have a connection. And my favorite one is here today, but I won't point her out because she gets my drink just right. And when she thinks I've had enough, she tells me, you don't need another. You don't need any. You need a small. Give me a large. No, you need a small today. You talking to my wife. Your Bible carries hope and encouragement. Hope and encouragement. Open it. Read it. Interpret it for what it says. Walk it, live it, speak it, share it, use it. Yay. Avery always grabbed it by the tail. You never know. Young Timothy is pastoring a very difficult, problematic, frustrating church. And he's a little bit frustrated himself. So Paul sends him a message, and you can read it at 1 Timothy and 2 Timothy. He sends him this message, and he says, this is how he tells Timothy, young Timothy, to deal with this problematic, difficult church. In 1 Timothy chapter 4, verse 13, he says, until I get there, focus on reading the scriptures to the church, encouraging the believers and teaching them. Why focus on reading the scriptures to the church? Because it's encouraging. Encourage them. Strengthen them. Care for them. Love them. Show them. Teach them. Because scripture is meant to be encouraging. And you and I are designed to reflect God as an encourager. This is what I love about encouragement. Anybody can do it. You don't have to go to school. You don't have to have a degree. Everybody can do it, and everybody needs it. This little dog, he was really down on his luck. He was having a very difficult time, and he was just very discouraged. Poor little dog. He's just walking down the street, so discouraged, and he didn't know what to do with himself, and he's just moping along down the street, and he comes across this newspaper sitting on the curb. So he doesn't have anything better to do, so he picks the newspaper up, and he goes to the front door, and he lets out a bark, and the owner opens the door and sees a little discouraged dog standing there with the newspaper in his mouth. So the owner goes and gets him a little treat and brings him a treat and takes the paper, and it just encourages the little dog. The next day, the little dog thought, that worked out good, I'll do it again. And so the next day, he barks at the door, opens the door, and here's the newspaper, he gets a treat, goes about his day. Happens, and just goes on and on and on. Then one day, the owner of the house, he hears this familiar bark at the door again. opens the door, and there are 8 newspapers on the front porch. Poor little dog was having a particularly difficult, discouraging day. We all need encouragement. I had this thought, I'm going to share it with you. Offensive people would stop being offensive people if they started being encouragers. See, sometimes we treat discouragement as if it's a calling or a gift. So I have this simple question for you. We've already talked about this. So if encouragement comes from the Lord, where does discouragement come from? Let me give you the definition of discouragement, then maybe you can help me answer this question. Here's the definition. Dissatisfaction with the past, distaste for the present, and distrust in the future. That's the definition of discouragement. Where do we think that comes from? Here's another one. Ingratitude for the blessings of yesterday, indifference to the opportunities of today, insecurity regarding tomorrow. Unaware of the present beauty, unconcern for others, immaturity of thought, impoliteness to God. Where does discouragement come from? See, God planned for you to be the encouragement to the world, to be the very word that the world oftentimes needs. I love this scripture. See, God's intention is to build the church on encouragement. I believe that. You want to build the church? Bring the encouragers. Look at this. Acts chapter 4, verse 36. And Joseph, who was also named Barnabas by the apostles, which is translated son of encouragement, a Levite of the county of Cyprus. This word is son of paraklesis. This guy is such an encourager to the church that the apostles name him son of encouragement. He names him after the heart of the Holy Spirit. That's pretty amazing. I'm going to tell you, Ray Zerflu, you're a son of encouragement to me. You carry a powerful gift. And it's a blessing. God has strategically placed people in this church who are a blessing to Gene and I. They just bless our lives all the time. And that's what keeps us propelling forward. And this is God's plan, that we are to be that. People in the church, we're to be encouragers. I was having a particular tough day a couple of weeks ago, and I was having lunch with my friend, and my phone buzzed, and I didn't want to look at it because I didn't want to interrupt our lunch. But afterwards, I saw it was from a pastor that I had met one time, a couple of weeks prior to that. And so instead of just looking at his text, I called him, and he said to me, "I was in prayer today. And I was talking to the Lord about all the problems and issues that I'm dealing with right now in the church that I'm pastoring. And the Lord brought me to your mind. And he began to show me all the things that you have gone through." And then, as if that wasn't enough, he said, "I want you to send him a message." Here's the message that he sent me. The pastor doesn't even know me. "An undeserved curse will be powerless to harm you. It may flutter over you like a bird, but it will find no place to land. The Lord turned the curse into a blessing for you because the Lord your God loves you right here, right now." As I was preparing this message, I felt the Lord give me a word, and this word is for all of us, but for somebody very specifically. Here's the word. Stop listening to that person. They don't represent the Father. Stop listening. They don't represent him. Why would you listen to somebody that doesn't represent your father? So look what happens to this son of encourager. Acts chapter 9, verse 31. Then the church throughout Judah, Galilee, and Samaria enjoyed a time of peace and was strengthened, living in the fear of the Lord and encouraged by the Holy Spirit. It increased in numbers. If you don't have encouragement in a church can't grow. It's so important that we have encouragement. It's so important that we get rid of discouragement. Because discouragers, they don't care. They just want what they want. They don't care if they're discouraging you or tearing you down. It doesn't matter. Don't listen to that. It'll steal God's blessing, and it'll smother a move of God. Remember what I told you last Sunday? You are the move of God. God wants to move through you. You are the move of God. We should never be walking in an atmosphere of discouragement. We should always be walking in an atmosphere of encouragement. Romans 15:4, we said it already, for everything that was written in the past was written to teach us so that through the endurance taught in the scriptures and the encouragement they provide, we might have hope. But look at the next verse. May God, who gives us patience and encouragement, help you live in complete harmony with each other as is fitting for followers of Jesus Christ. The biggest problem in the church today is disunity, separation, frustration, discouragement. That's not God's plan. That's not what God has. It's not fitting for Christ's followers. That is not who we are. We're to live in harmony with each other. That's encouraging. This elderly woman, this is a true story. She was stuck at home. She had gone through so much health issues, she could no longer really get out. And she was very discouraged, and she just wanted to share the love of God with people. And so she was praying one day. She says, Lord, all I really know how to do is play the piano and sing, and that's not even that great anymore. How can I possibly serve you? And she had this idea to take out an ad in the paper. So she took out a small ad, and it says, pianists will play hymns by phone daily for those who are sick and despondent. Service is free. And every day, people would call her, and she would play for them and sing to them. And then she would just sit there on the phone and listen to their problems and struggles and minister. Anybody can provide encouragement. You don't have to have anything special to do that. You have to have God's presence in your life. And so how do we want to be remembered? That we spread encouragement wherever we go? That we care for people wherever we go? See, this lady God can use. She has a heart for God. Do you have a heart that God can use? I'm skipping so much, but that's okay. I want to get down to this. See, the holidays are coming. The holidays is lonely and sad for a lot of people. This is the time of the year where we see the greatest increase in suicides. A lot of people need encouragement this time of year. August, September, and October is the toughest time of the year for Gene and I. We relive all of what it was like to walk with their son in those last days of his life. It's very difficult. I play racquetball with my friend Nate. As you guys know, I did his son's funeral at the beginning of the year, and I played racquetball with him this past week. We played for a while, and then we just sat down, and I just listened to him talk about his son. I know what he's going through. He's repeating stories. That's okay. I don't care. I'll just sit there and listen to him. See, when we went through what we went through, God sent people to us that were encouragers. And they brought heaven to us in such a tangible way. I'll never forget them. God delights in showing himself through his kids. When we're encouraging, we're in step with the Holy Spirit. There's opportunities all around you every day. I encounter people all the time that are so broken, so hurting, so in need of just a word of encouragement. What if we were too busy? What if we were too occupied with our own problems? What if we had our own situation? What if we didn't care enough? What if we didn't take the time? See, In order for you to be an encourager, God has to trust you with such a task. He's ready. Are you ready? See, the church, it's a practice field. Because if we can't work at encouraging our own brethren, how are we going to encourage people in the world? This is your testing ground. What are you doing with it? Last scripture I want to share. Pastor, this was supposed to be an encouraging message. I don't feel so encouraged. You know, I'm going to say one thing to that. God never condemns, but he often convicts. And it's so important for us to care about what he convicts in our hearts. We were designed to change. God is in the process of changing your life. And we have got to get back to the business of letting God change us. I just think that it's time for the church to be what the church was supposed to be. That's all. Just be what we're supposed to be. One last scripture. Hebrews chapter 3, verse 13. But encourage one another daily, as long as it is called today, so that none of you may be hardened by sin's deceitfulness. Is today called today? Today's today. So what are we to do? Encourage. And if we don't encourage, what will happen? We will become deceived. And sin will be able to take root. And the enemy will begin to use us in a way that God had no intentions of doing. Today is the day we need to encourage. Don't be hardened by sin. Ministry, Pastor Harold will tell you, there's been pastor after pastor after pastor that left the ministry just discouraged, stolen, bought in, because we're lacking encouragement. Pastors need encouragement too. That's what you're called to do. This is your testing field. Use it. Then go out there and let God accomplish the most incredible things through your life by just giving an encouraging word. The world needs what you have. How will they know? If you don't go, if you don't care, if you don't speak, if you don't share, maybe they don't want what we have because all they see is the similar thing, just discouragement. You carry hope. It comes to you through this word. This word is a powerful tool. Don't be afraid to use it. Don't be afraid to let God raise up in you that ministry of encouragement. It's for every one of you. And watch what God does. It's beautiful what he can do to somebody whose heart is willing to be an encourager. Father God, in Jesus' name, I pray, Father, Lord, this message is that pivotal moment in our lives where we began to be the church of encouragement like never before. My mind right now, Father, is scoping through this whole auditorium, and I can see people that are so dear to my heart. And I thank you, Father, for the power in their lives to bring encouragement. I pray, Father, Lord, that we are so bound, so free with encouragement and just moving in it so strongly and so full of it that it just pours out of here. We can't contain it, and the world is affected by our encouragement. Thank you for the Holy Spirit that came to us as an encourager, as a comforter, as a help. We don't have to do this on our own. You called us into a new life in you. Let that be the encouragement. Thank you, Father, for the work that you have done. And I pray, Father, Lord, this week we walk in your power and authority to help see people set free through encouragement. Thank you, Lord. While every eye is closed, I'm just going to ask you this. If you've brought discouragement or offended a brother or sister, you don't have to go and give this long speech of apology. Just go and encourage them. breakthrough is going to happen when we set ourselves aside and we begin to move in what God has called us to move in. I pray for breakthrough today in the area of encouragement, Father. The enemy is so mad right now at what's going on here. Father, thank you for your work. I pray, Father, as we walk into this week, we're excited for what's going to happen over the next 2 weeks as Brother Johnson brings the word of God. We know it's going to become as a messenger from you. I pray, Lord, it empowers us and edifies us and lifts us up. Father, we just pray for oversaturation of your love and care upon each one of us, an oversaturation of your encouragement unto this body. If we may be an encouragement to everybody we encounter, let it be infectious, Father. In Jesus' name. I was talking with a lady yesterday. She said, God is raising up a whole new ministry in me. And the ministry is of being such an encourager to people. She says, I want to have a ministry that no matter who I encounter or where I go, people notice and people are touched. Let them notice the goodness in you. Let them notice what God is doing in your life. Care for each other in a special way. Father, I thank you for this word today. We ask, Lord, that we take this word out those doors to touch lives in Jesus' name. We love you. We'll see you here, there, or in the air. If you need prayer, if you've just been like torn down and somebody's just been beating you up with these lies, I want to pray for you. I want to pray for you. So let's come. Otherwise, enjoy your day and be blessed. Be an encourager.